Good morning. Wonderful day to you, ladies and gentlemen. I am DJ Noggin, your host for these next 2 hours, the Morning Groove edition of the Eclectic Coffee House. I'm going to do something I haven't done before. One time, a friend of mine told me, make me a CD with your favorite songs on it, your absolute favorite songs. Well, I couldn't really do that because I didn't want to, you know, get it all over with right then and there. Well, today, early birthday present, we're going to do 2 hours of my favorite jams. Call me up at 779-KEOS, 779-5367. Let me know how it's going. And stick around, I got lots of stuff to tell you about. We're going to start off with somebody who kept me up last night. We went and saw Slug and Ant and all of them, the boys from Atmosphere, out in Houston last night. Great show. Here's this radio edit I whipped together here on KUS.
Change, rush, floor, life.
grab right here is called Every Time. It's by Lustral. It's a Nolly and Kane mix. The CD that this came off of, when I first heard that CD, they were playing it on some radio station that you can't get over the airwaves. They've broken too many FCC violations. You had to get them over cable. And when I heard it, I stayed up all night listening to that CD over and over and over again, trying to call the station until somebody was there and could tell me what that CD was that I'd been listening to all night. Anyway, that was Lustral. Before that, Daft Punk with Musique, and started off the show with Atmosphere doing God's Bathroom Floor. All right, check this out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the weather. Today, there's a 10% chance of isolated T-storms. It is 67 degrees right now. It's pretty nice outside. Opened up all my windows last night. Really great. Small chance of thunderstorms today. Not even getting into the 90s. That's crazy, but that's awesome. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 94. And then Sunday and Monday, hot. And Tuesday as well. 100 degrees highs, it's looking like, on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 97. And then, of course, on Sunday, we've got the volunteer jam out at Hullabaloo, you know, out there on Welburn Road, FM 2154. That's happening Sunday at 1 o'clock in the p.m. 1, 2, 6, or 7. Lots of great Texas singer-songwriter types: Elizabeth Will, Susan Gibson, Terry Hendricks, Michael O'Connor, Kevin Higgins, Barbara Maltese, and Walt Whitkins. I've heard songs about Walt Whitkins. We'll get into some of that here in a little bit for sure, as we continue to play the hits, the noggin classics, the favorites. But yeah, so check that out. That'll be on Sunday. All the proceeds from that go to benefit this very radio station. So if you don't donate and just, you know, get radio for your donation, you can at least come out there and see a pretty great show with some big names and from the Lone Star State here. So come on out to Hullabaloo this Sunday. I'll be out there all day. It should be a blast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, call me up at 779-KEOS, 779-5367. Let me know how your day is going so far. If you can get the toothbrush out your mouth, that'd be great. Anyway, we're going to move along from that last track was actually my favorite song ever. I could say that with confidence. Where I'll move on from that to my favorite band ever and one of their many favorites. This is Oasis with Listen Up on KDLS. Thank you.
Seen before and found me waking, grabbing trash cans and salad bowls, 'cause there was no way I was plugging those holes. And the smell of drywall filled with water permeated to my soul. 'Cause I get tired and am very easily broken when the olfactory takes hold. And these problems of mine, is it 'cause the board's a straight line? Straight line covered in mold. And charming as it is, sleep on your living room futon, I'm not exactly sold. I know a girl, she says you're Scorpio. All you think about is sex and dying. And if she'd been less cute, she'd be better off. But as luck would have it, my Venus was rising. And these problems of mine, is it 'cause a bore's a straight line? A line straight as the sky is whole. And charming as it is to think that we're in charge, you know the stars are in control. Problems of mine, is it 'cause it bores a straight line? A straight line pointing home. And if I wander all my days, just another way of saying I got no place to go.
Come sit down at the Iron Horse Cafe for an all-you-can-listen-to buffet. Our menu of groups include Slayer, Motorhead, Pantera, Rob Zombie, the Atomic Bitchwax, plus weekly specials. I'm your maitre d', St. Patrick. You can join me each Friday for a full two-hour buffet, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., right here on KEOS 89.1 FM, College Station, Ryan.
Live from Woodstock version of Soup. And all respect to Shannon Hoon on that one. His birthday is actually on Monday, or would have been on Monday. So, all love to Shannon and all of them. Anyway, before that, Nine Inch Nails, Burn. Favorite nail song. Before that, my good buddy Ethan Master of the Hawaiian Ukulele doing The Rain Came Down. And we heard Fridge doing Cut Up Piano and Xylophone. And then we started that set off with Oasis. Listen up. I sure appreciate everybody calling so far. What's up, Garfield? What's up to the G&G? I hope y'all are doing okay over there on Westwood, Maine. I'm doing fine over here on at Cavett and Carson. Anyway, we're going to keep on going along here, and I'm going to play a couple more things, and then we'll break at 7, and then, of course, we'll have Hank Williams at 7:15. And we might even have him in and around that time slot. But here is... This is off a Jerry Jeff Walker record, but this is Gary P. Nunn on the vocals here, and I believe he wrote this song. London Homesick Blues.
Well, when you're down on your
love. Hello. Let's just... How you like that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all live in here. Now we got it on the right speed. All live here on KUS.
Well, when you're down on your luck and you ain't got a buck, in London you're a goner. Even London Bridge has fallen down and moved to Arizona. Now I know why, and I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor is drier than the Texas sand. You can put up your dukes, or you can bet your boots, but I'm leaving just as fast as I can. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you ever seen. Well, it's cold over here, and I swear I wish they'd turn the heat on. And where in the world is that English girl I promised I would meet on the third floor? And of the whole damn lot, the only friend I got is a smoke and a cheap guitar. My mind keeps roaming, my heart keeps longing to be home in a Texas bar. I wanna go home with the armadillo. figured that I'd get my cowboy hat and go down to Marble Arch Station. 'Cause when a Texan fancies, he'll take his chances. Chances will be taken, that's for sure. And them limey eyes, they were eyeing the prize. Some people call manly footwear. And they said, you're from down south, and when you open your mouth, you always seem to put your foot there. Didn't care about living.
myself blind, just trying to find a good reason. And I've raised hell all night long, and I've seen a good man go wrong, and I can't help the way
Hank Williams III right there. Sounding a lot like his grandpa. That was Whiskey, Weed, and Women. Before that, Jerry Jeff Walker / Gary P. Nunn doing London Homesick Blues off of Viva Terra Lingua. Ladies and gentlemen, come out on Sunday to Hullabaloo Diner for the Volunteer Jam. I'll tell you more about it here in a minute, but right now we're going to check out the BBC News headlines.
Main news in detail.
BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The president of Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh, has returned to the country more than 3 months after surviving an assassination attempt. The president has resisted months of street protests. Bethany Bell reports.
Yemeni state television showed old footage of Mr. Saleh and played national songs as it reported his return to Yemen. Mr. Saleh has spent the last 3 months in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, where he was treated for wounds received in an attack in June. He's clung to power despite 8 months of protests in which tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets to demand an end to his 33-year-old rule. Over the last few days, there's been renewed fighting in the capital, Sana'a.
Amnesty International has published horrific details of how a Syrian woman who went to identify the body of her activist son at a morgue in Homs then spotted the mutilated body of her daughter as well. Owen Bennett-Jones reports.
According to Amnesty and a YouTube video that's been posted in Zainab al-Hosni's honour, the family found her mutilated body by accident. They were in the morgue, in fact, to identify Zainab al-Hosni's brother, a prominent opposition activist in Homs who Amnesty believes had been tortured and then killed in detention. The mother then saw her daughter's body with the head and arms cut off. Zainab al-Hosni went missing back in July when some people in plain clothes detained her, apparently to pressure her brother to turn himself in.
The European Union has agreed measures to tighten sanctions against Syria in response to its brutal repression of anti-government protests. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kaur has warned the United States that it risks losing Pakistan as an ally if it continues to accuse Islamabad of supporting militants. She was responding to comments by America's most senior military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, who said that the militant Haqqani network was an arm of Pakistan's intelligence service. Here's Jill McGivering.
The response from Pakistan's foreign minister was robust. Speaking to the Pakistani television station GOTV, she said anything said publicly about an ally to humiliate it was not acceptable. And she gave a warning. The US cannot afford to alienate Pakistan or the Pakistani people, she said. If they do, it'll be at their own cost. The last 24 hours have seen the most hostile exchanges since Pakistan and the United States declared their alliance in the war against militants a decade ago.
The former president of Afghanistan, Burhanuddin Rabbani, who was killed on Tuesday by a suicide bomber purporting to be a Taliban peace emissary, has been buried in the capital, Kabul. At the funeral ceremony, President Hamid Karzai said Afghans should continue their efforts to bring an end to the fighting and act against the enemies of peace. World news from the BBC. Around 100,000 people have gathered outside the High Court in the Zambian capital, Lusaka, to witness the swearing-in of the new president, Michael Sata. Overnight, the Electoral Commission declared Mr. Sata the winner. In a tearful address, the outgoing president, Rupia Banda, conceded victory and said his generation should give way to new ideas for the 21st century. The Islamist militant group in Somalia, Al-Shabaab, has begun moving thousands of people out of aid camps back into areas affected by the severe drought. The group has maintained that Somalis should not be reliant on food aid from international donors. Will Ross reports.
An Al-Shabaab official told the BBC that 13,000 families are being moved from camps in the Somali town of Baidoa back to their villages. He said a local aid agency had provided enough food to last them a month, and several water tankers had left with the first trucks full of people. The officials said people could not abandon their land forever and needed to be on the farms in time for the imminent rainy season. The BBC understands that they were not given a choice. Some aid workers are appalled at the move. One said it was like putting all these people on death row. The villages they're being sent back to are where the UN says famine conditions exist.
Hundreds of villagers in southern China are protesting for a third day in a violent dispute over land seizures. In a report from the scene, Reuters news agency said farmers were banging gongs outside government offices in Lufeng, Guangdong province, and chanting slogans. Local people accuse officials of seizing land and selling it to property developers. A NASA satellite the size of a bus is due to break up and crash down to Earth in the coming hours. The American Space Agency is predicting that 26 large chunks will land across a path of about 800 kilometres and that they're likely to hurtle down anywhere on Earth apart from North America.